Hi, this is Jack Vaughn, and for the week of November 18th, I'm welcoming you to our podcast here today. I'm for cover data for searchdatamanagement.com, and I'm speaking today with Ed Burns, who's the news editor for searchbusinessanalytics.com. He recently covered a big SAS Institute event, a user meeting in Orlando, Florida, and my understanding is among the themes was the new emphasis on digital marketing and analytics. I think that was something that was discussed down there. But, yeah, you tell me, what's going on?
It was a big theme of the show. There were a lot of sessions on digital marketing. There were a lot of users down there who were there to hear about digital marketing trends happening in that space. And it seems like it's a really big focus for a lot of what's going on in the analytics industry right now. And you can really see why when you think about it. You know, like 20 years ago or so, it was really easy for marketers to just put an advertisement on NBC or CBS and they would know that they had a certain audience there viewing their messages, or they could put their advertisement in a newspaper, the New York Times, and know that a certain number of people were seeing it. But now today with the internet, you know, there are just a million channels that they can advertise on. And so finding where your audience is really pretty much the whole game these days for marketers. And so there were a lot of users there talking about some very sophisticated methods that they have of doing that. And obviously it being a SaaS user event, they were all pretty much using various SaaS technologies. But yeah, we really saw a very strong effort to build user profiles of, you know, figure out what exactly their customers are interested in, where they're going for their media consumption, and what types of messages consumers are responding to. And so obviously that involves the gathering of a tremendous amount of data. And so we're seeing a lot of big data systems being put in place to help enable these marketers figure out where their customers are and what they're interested in.
And does the SaaS software, it helps people slice and dice and do analytics once that data has been obtained?
Exactly. A lot of these people are not technology experts per se. You know, they're from the marketing industry, so they do seem to be pretty reliant on vendors like SAS to give them some technology that will allow them to build these types of profiles, because, you know, it's not something you can do in an Excel spreadsheet anymore. You definitely need some type of system that has a little bit more power and can, you know, find the meaningful correlations and all that data.
Well, big data is often broken down as three Vs: velocity, volume, and variety. You know, thinking back to the old days, Nielsen ratings, which were a way of looking at an audience, they would even come, I want to tell you, man, on a cart. Somebody would push them around. They'd be printouts. You believe me?
Absolutely.
But, of course, as you say now, even spreadsheets are maybe not good enough for that. What did you see down there in terms of the variety of data? Because, yeah, this type of audience data is coming from much more varied sources than the past.
Exactly. And it seems like it's not just a matter of the many different sources that are out there, but it seems like people feel that they have a pretty good handle on the other two big data challenges, that being volume and velocity. They have these data systems in place that can take in a whole big load of data very quickly, and it doesn't matter if it's streaming data. You know, from a technological standpoint, they can handle those two pieces. But it seems like people are still trying to get their hands around the variety piece. And you can understand, you know, how do you weigh a tweet versus a post on Instagram? You know, I mean, obviously there's some information in there, and if someone can figure out how to interpret that as data, you know, they're going to have a pretty big advantage there. But with all these different channels that are out there right now producing data streams, it seems like it's a pretty big challenge still for marketers and anyone else involved in big data to figure out how to get their arms around that variety piece. And so I think that's something that, when we're talking about big data going forward, I think there's going to be a lot more attention paid to the variety piece.
Any particular takeaways from the event in that regard? Were there tools or best practices that became evident?
Well, you would think with it being a vendor conference, but to be honest, a lot of the users who were leading sessions, they just admitted, we don't necessarily have an answer for this right now. And, a couple people said, we know that there's information out there in Facebook posts that we'd like to take into account and factor into our algorithms, but we just haven't developed the technology yet to figure out how to do that.
Well, I guess as reporters, that's good in a way because we get to continue to follow the story.
Exactly. Stay tuned.
Well, thanks, Ed.
Thank you, Jack.
And so for now, this is Jack Vaughn for SearchDataManagement.com. Today I'm with Ed Burns, who's with SearchBusinessAnalytics.com, and we'd like to thank you for being with us on this podcast.